Welcome to the Hope United Podcast, where we're creating a culture of worship, family, and discipleship. We hope this message challenges, inspires, and gives you hope today. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe. Well, we've been talking about stewardship. We've been on this series about talking about managing kingdom resources. We had an awesome couple of Sundays talking about this. If you missed any of that, you can go back and listen to it on the podcast. Last week, we talked about being part of a kingdom and how a kingdom operates differently than the world. And in this kingdom, God is looking for good stewardship. God rewards good stewardship, and he entrusts more to those that learn to steward well. So God wants to trust us with more, but he's looking for us to prove that we can be good stewards. So last week we focused on stewarding our finances. It was great. We got to step on some toes last week. So if you like that type of situation, go back and listen to that again. But today we're talking about stewarding relationships. So somebody say stewarding relationships. Relationships are one of the greatest resources I believe that we're entrusted with. The greatest relationship that we have, of course, is our relationship with Jesus. But then in addition to that, God gives us many beautiful relationships that he brings into our lives. I believe there's no greater gift than relationships and no greater responsibility than stewarding them well. So today we honor fathers, of course, and that's one of the great relationships that as men we're entrusted to steward. We steward our relationship with our children. We steward our relationship with our spouse. We steward our relationship with coworkers, our family. We steward our relationship with our friends. This spiritual responsibility of stewardship runs deep through every relationship in our life. This is what Jesus said in John 10, 27 and 28. He said, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one can snatch them away from me." So Jesus outlines his responsibility of stewardship over his sheep or those relationships underneath his care. He shows us what it looks like to take responsibility for those in our care. So maturity in God is not about just getting older. It's about accepting greater levels of responsibility. Jesus said, in effect, "These are my sheep. I take responsibility for them." That's a good shepherd. That's a good steward. Who has God placed in your life that you need to be a good steward over? Your children? Is it a marriage? Is it someone looking up to you? Is it someone in your family? Is it someone at work? Who is it that God has placed in your life that you need to be a good steward of? I believe we have to steward every relationship that God places in our care. I want to talk to you for a second about the Good Samaritan. And there's three people here in this story. You can read the full story in Luke 10, but Jesus gives this story, and there's three people, and there's three choices, and Jesus tells this parable, of course, about who our neighbor really is. And the question posed to Jesus was, who do I need to be responsible for? Who do I need to be a good steward over? And in this story, there's three people that had an opportunity to steward a relationship with someone in a difficult position. Anybody ever had somebody in a difficult position in your life? And so two people, they made excuses to avoid the responsibility of being a good steward, but the third person took responsibility and became a steward over someone else's difficulty. Jesus was showing us that maturity is about taking responsibility. The Good Samaritan stepped up while the other two made excuses and showed immaturity. God wants us to steward every relationship he places in our lives. Inside our family, outside our family, those we mentor, those that mentor us, we have to ask ourselves, how am I stewarding these relationships? Am I stewarding well? These are the things. I want to give you a few things that can sabotage your opportunity to steward a relationship well. All right? Three things that can sabotage your ability to steward a relationship well. Number one is excuses. The first thing that will sabotage your stewardship of a relationship is excuses. In the story of the Good Samaritan, the first two men made excuses. Instead of being responsible, instead of being mature, instead of being discerning, they made excuses. Excuses sabotage their ability to be useful, to be helpful, to be good stewards. What excuse, I want you to think about this for a second, what excuse might be holding you back from being a better friend, a better parent, a better spouse? What excuse is holding you back? Some excuses might sound like, I don't have enough time, or I don't know how. In the story of Gideon, in the book of Judges, Gideon could never become the hero until he learned to set excuses aside and accept responsibility that God had placed in his hands. Think about this. God has placed responsibility, very special responsibilities in our hands for relationships in our lives. And so we have to put aside excuses. And listen, excuses are very easy to come by. Excuses pop up all the time, but we have to put those aside. Excuses will sabotage your opportunity to be a good steward over relationships. Number two, what's number two that can sabotage our stewardship of relationships? It's bias. This is the second thing that will sabotage our stewardship over relationships. In the story of the Good Samaritan, Jesus used the cultural bias between Jews and Samaritans as an example of this. Jesus shows us that you still have to do the right thing even when you have personal bias. Bias does not exempt you from being a good steward of a relationship. Sometimes God is going to send you people into your life that look different, that talk different, that you might have certain held beliefs about. But if God sent them into your life, that means you need them or they need you. Bias isn't always obvious. Sometimes it's as small as this person talks too much or this person isn't serious enough. But these small biases are often what stops us from fully stewarding the relationships God has placed in our lives. Many times God is going to send you someone that is not easy to get along with. My dad would call these sandpaper relationships. And they just kind of seem to rub you the wrong way sometimes, but maybe in fact they're rubbing you the right way. Because the Bible says in Proverbs 27:17 that iron sharpens iron. How many know you cannot sharpen iron without a little bit of friction? Without actually filing it down. A sharpening file isn't smooth. It works by rubbing uncomfortably against the blade until it becomes sharp. Not every relationship that God sends into your life is going to be easy. Some are going to be challenging, some are going to provoke you, but it's your job to steward those relationships well. It's my job to steward those relationships well as unto the Lord. I want you to take a minute and think about who God may have placed in your life or wants to place in your life to make you sharper. Listen, the person that's easy to get along with, that person probably isn't making you sharper. They might be benefiting you in another way, but they're not making you sharper. Somebody that will challenge what you think, someone that will hold you accountable when you kind of want to slip underneath the radar, that's the person who helps keep you sharp. Bias will sabotage your opportunity to be a good steward over relationships. Think about that, being biased over somebody that God has sent into your life. Paul came to a place where he said, look, there's no longer black nor white. There's no longer Jew nor Gentile. There's no longer male or female. Look, I've learned to appreciate all people in Christ Jesus. What's the number three thing that can sabotage your ability to steward a relationship well? Emotions. Emotions can cause you to sabotage the stewardship of a relationship. Sometimes we just don't feel like it. Anybody ever been there? I just don't feel like it today. You know, that person, maybe somebody hurt your feelings. Or maybe that person just reminds you of somebody that hurt your feelings. That just them being around kind of triggers you. And so emotions sabotage your ability to really enter in and steward that relationship well. And I want to tell you that feelings aren't always the truth. And that the enemy often uses emotions to distract you from what you're supposed to be doing. Good stewardship is not an emotion. It's a command and a principle of the kingdom. I want to be a good steward, so someone I love on, I'm going to love on people even when I don't feel like it. I want to be a good steward, so even if I'm in a bad mood, I'm going to treat people right. That's maturity. The question is, if we'll be a good steward over a relationship that God will put in your life. You know, the question is how that you resolve emotions that you have so that you can steward well. We're all going to have emotions. Sometimes those emotions are good. Sometimes those emotions are bad. But the question is, how do you resolve those emotions so that you can be a better steward of that relationship? Emotions are a beautiful gift from God. He gave them to us to amplify the good things that He placed in our life and to worship and honor Him. But the enemy is an expert in twisting something that God created for good and use it for the wrong purpose. Watch this. If you don't stay prayed up and connected to God, the enemy is going to use your emotions to distract you, to get you off track, and to cause you to make bad decisions. As Christians, we should not live by emotions. We should live by the Word of God. Good emotions follow good decisions. Good decisions will follow when you follow the Word of God. When we build our life on the Word of God, good emotions and good decisions follow. When we build our lives on emotions, our life becomes a roller coaster. I talk about this a lot, but listen, I have to talk about it a lot because it seems like every single movie that comes out is based off of follow your emotions. You know, no matter how they couch it, follow your dreams. Oftentimes, they're not talking about following a gifting. They're talking about following your emotions, whatever you feel like in the minute. So many TV series that are coming out today, follow your emotions. So many songs coming out today, follow your emotions. So I have to stand up here and say and remind everybody, as Christians, we're meant to live by the Word of God, the principles of God. And if you follow the principles of God, good emotions will follow good decisions. So emotions will sabotage your opportunity to be a good steward over relationships. Three things that can sabotage good stewardship of relationships. Excuses, bias, emotions. Ask yourself, what relationships has God placed in my life to steward? A spouse, a child, a friend, a neighbor, a coworker, a family member, someone He allowed you to meet. This week, take time to think, meditate, pray about which relationship God is highlighting for you to steward a little better. Are you willing to turn the other cheek for that relationship? Are you willing to go the extra mile for that relationship? Are you willing to be a good Samaritan in that relationship? Are you willing to pray for that relationship? To show grace for that relationship? To show God's love to that relationship? To seek God for that relationship? God wants us to be good stewards. When we're good stewards, He can trust us with much, much more. Who has God placed in your life that you need to stop and ask the Holy Spirit, how can I steward this relationship better? How can I be a better friend, be a better spouse, be a better father, be a better mother, be a better coworker, be a better family member? What is it that I need to steward? What relationship do I need to steward better? We can all work on us. We can all be a little bit more like Christ. We can all find a relationship this week that we can steward a little better. Because that's what the kingdom of God is about. Being a good steward of the things God entrusts us with. Amen. Let's bow our heads and pray together. God, I thank you for the precious relationships that you've placed in our lives. First and foremost is our relationship with Jesus Christ. And after that, God, all the precious relationships, God, that you've entrusted us with, to be a good friend, to be a good family member, to reach out to somebody that is in a difficult position, God, to steward those relationships well. God, let us be good stewards, even over relationships. What a precious responsibility. What a precious responsibility. You came from heaven to earth to steward these relationships that you have with your sons and daughters. Teach us to have a heart to put a value on, a high value on the relationships around us. In Jesus' name. And as heads are bowed, maybe you say, Pastor, I'm not where I need to be with Jesus. I feel like I've kind of drifted, but I want to reconnect with Him. If that's you, just slip up your hand. I want to pray with you today. Amen. Amen. Or maybe you say, Pastor, I've been around church or I've been around religious people, but I've never made that decision for myself to follow Jesus. If that's you, just slip up your hand. Let me pray with you today. Amen. 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 If you slipped up your hand, I want you to pray this prayer with me. And everybody here can pray this prayer with us. Jesus, thank you for your love. Thank you for dying on the cross for my sins to give me a fresh start. And I'm sorry for the times I've sinned, for the times I've drifted away from you. Forgive me. Give me a fresh start. Teach me to live a life that pleases you. Teach me to follow your commands. Teach me to walk in your footsteps and be like you. I want you to lead. And I'm going to follow in Jesus' name. Everybody said, amen. Come on, let's give God the praise today. Wow. It's so awesome when we take that step, when we make that decision to say yes to Jesus. There's no other decision like it. There's no other thing that we can do on this earth that's more important than saying yes to Jesus. It is powerful. It is eternal. It is significant. I just want to encourage you to take the next step. Maybe the next step is joining a hope group. Maybe the next step is jumping in on serving on one of the volunteer teams here at Hope. I want to encourage you today. There's so many great opportunities. You can find them on the website. You can find them on the Hope United app. But I just encourage you, be involved in community. Community is where we grow. Community is where we pray for one another. Community is where we challenge one another to be the best version of ourselves in Christ Jesus. Amen. I'll leave you with this thought. If God is for you, who can be against you? And if Jesus is in your corner, you will be. God bless you.
Thanks again for listening. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe. For more information or to connect with us, go to hopeunited.church. And remember, if God is with you, you will be undefeated.